Have you ever gone to the grocery store and ended up being there way longer than you intended to be because you ended up going from one end of the store back to the other, back to the other? You get done with the produce, you get into the dairy, you get past the dairy, you get into the meats, and then you realize, oh, I forgot one vegetable for that stir fry later tonight. And you head all the way back over and you end up spending all this extra time because we weren't as efficient or productive with our list or with having everything listed out. And so today we're going to be looking at best practices of webinars and just briefly looking at what are some of my top takeaways from having done hundreds of them. And so I'm Becky Pike-Pluth with the Bob Pike Group, and I just want to share with you a couple of things. Number one, getting started. It's so important that you plan. Just like you plan that trip through the store to be more efficient and effective, we need to make sure that we're planning our trip through our webinar lane as best we can. Getting started includes writing your objectives, making sure you know exactly what you want to cover during that time. Most people think that webinars, you can teach anything on webinars and as much as you want because it's very convenient. The reality is, less is more. We want to focus in our time during the webinar on really that which is mandatory, that which is what we call a need, not the nice to know. The nice to know, the where to go, that goes in the workbook. Really just focusing on the imperatives. So as you're writing those objectives, figuring out what is really the most important part. Using the ADDIE model is always very helpful, which is, you know, assessing and analyzing your audience, designing, developing, implementing, evaluating. That's just one of the most recognized forms of instructional design. But you can use whatever process is your preferred method. Make sure that you do that so that you set yourself up for success on the front end. During that design phase, you're looking at storyboards, determining your content, your strategies. And during the development phase, that's when you're making sure that you're creating and crafting those engaging, interactive elements that'll be in your webinar. Let's not just read our slides to our participants. Let's get them engaged. In my book, Webinars with Wow Factor, I go through, I don't know, probably 50 or 60 different exercises, engagement exercises, whether it's a closer to end your session, an opener to begin your session, a revisitor, or an energizer. So just as you look at your best practices of webinars, these are just a couple of little tips for you this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you're listening to this, to just get you re-energized, get you back on track, and have you doing the best webinars you possibly can do. Thank you so much for joining me for Creative Training Techniques with the Bob Pike Group.